This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, a new Indigenous Community Center opens up in Rapid City.
And a Native photojournalist is promoting a land-back movement he hopes goes to the courts. These stories today on National Native News.
This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Over a decade has passed since the initial proposal of a Rapid City Indigenous Community Center. Now, at last, it approaches reality with a looming hearing and fundraising push. SDPB's C.J. Keen reports. Insert Keen super spot here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. Joe Whittle, a Native American photojournalist, is promoting a land-back movement across the U.S. for territory ceded or taken during colonization. Whittle is a member of the Caddo Nation of Oklahoma and descendant of the Delaware Nation. A former backcountry wilderness ranger for the U.S. Forest Service, he's proposing that the federal government return public lands due to violating every treaty signed with indigenous peoples. He says another reason is that traditional ecological knowledge can benefit the environment.
Data shows that indigenous people are better and more sustainable stewards of the land than private industry or the United States government has ever been, due to how deeply embedded in U.S. politics private industry has become on public lands.
Whittle's argument recently appeared in Time magazine. He's hoping an inspired attorney might take the federal government on and force a settlement similar to the Cobell versus Salazar lawsuit in 2009, where the government was found to have violated its trust duties to tribes. And on this day in 1701, William Penn, proprietary and governor of the province of Pennsylvania and territories, and several regional tribes, including the Iroquois, jointly established what's known as the Articles of Agreement. The purpose was to determine territories and form cooperation between both the native people and the early British settlers of the territories. Penn was a Quaker fleeing religious persecution in England, who felt it was beneficial to negotiate and work with the tribes. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull.